Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Ten steps to develop a warrior mindset, as laid out by Dave Kaufman in his recent speech at EdgeCon, which the theme of that event was warrior-minded. The first one is my biggest calling card. It's the thing I talk about all the time. It's know your why. Know your why. Like, why do you do what you do? What is your purpose? What's my why? To help men find or create work that is both meaningful and inspiring. To create something of significance in the world. Go from surviving to success to significance. Number two is to train your mind for success. Control your thoughts and emotions. And control what you say, because your mind believes what your mouth says. It's true. Like, if you say something often enough, your mind believes it. Number three, visualize yourself as a warrior or as someone who's capable of doing the thing you want to do. If you want to build a big business, visualize yourself as someone who is capable of that. Believe in yourself. That's what the visualization process is about, is creating that belief that you have what it takes to either develop the skill or to learn what you need to learn and to bring other people around you to help create that thing, to build that business. You're strong, you're capable, and you're courageous. And if you don't feel those things, you can learn how to be those things. Number four, embrace fear and uncertainty. It takes change to stay relevant. If you are afraid and you just cower down in fear, it will overrun you. It'll overcome you. But if you can embrace the fear and go do it anyway and move forward, that's where it's at. That's where the magic happens. Number five, be prepared for any and everything, mentally, emotionally, personally, professionally, spiritually. Be prepared. Any and everything can happen. You need to be prepared. Number six is to stay calm under pressure. Okay, so often when pressure comes, we freeze. You know, that fight, flight, or freeze. I think that's what it is. Fight, flight, or freeze. I'm not sure. Something. We tend to freeze when pressure happens, and we tend to not be able to move forward. But if you can get control of your mind, control your emotions, and not be controlled by that external thing, by that fear, by that pressure, then you have a better chance of making the right decision and moving forward. Number seven, accept that challenges are part of life. Okay? Challenges come no matter what. Anything worth having is going to come at a price. And that price is effort. It's work. It's moving through something hard. If it comes easy, then it's not worth it. It's not worth a lot. You don't value what comes easily. Focus on the calling and not the job. That'll help you move through those challenges. Number eight, don't let your emotions control you. Allow yourself to feel the emotion and to accept it and acknowledge it and understand it, but don't allow it to control you. Number nine, focus on what you can control. Okay, you can be grateful. All right. In no matter what the circumstances are, you can control how grateful you are. And I just heard a thing yesterday. You can't be both anxious and grateful. Okay. You're either going to be anxious about the future or about things that are happening and coming down the pipe, or you can be grateful for what you've got and for what's coming and what you have had and what's been in the past. You can't be both. So focus on gratefulness, focus on your mindset, your purpose, and discipline. Also, think about the blame that you place on others or on yourself. When you blame other people for circumstances, even if they are at fault, okay, when you assign them the blame, you are giving them the control. You're giving away your power. When you can accept blame for what happened, accept responsibility to fix it, you're taking back the power. You are giving yourself control to do the actions necessary to move through, even if other people caused the thing that happened. You can accept it and say, okay, It's my responsibility now. I didn't do that thing to me, but it's my responsibility now. What am I going to do with it moving forward? And understand that my business and my life is perfectly designed for the results I'm getting. If you're not seeing the results you want, then you need to change the design of the life or the business that you're living. Number 10 is to be persistent and never give up. If you caught my live stream the other night, which, by the way, I'm doing a live stream every Monday evening, is the plan, every time I can get somebody on, talking to other small business owners about what it takes to develop the mindset to start a small business and kind of what they moved through. I want to give people the courage to be able to go out and say, I can do this too. If somebody else can do it, I can do it as well. So one of the things we talked about was you will find success if you can just outlast other people. Dan Kennedy, who is a brilliant marketer, he said, the person who can spend the most to acquire a customer wins. But also, I would add to that, the person who can outlast other people wins. All right, if you can be the last man standing, you often win. All you have to do is stick with it long enough and you'll find success. Sure, that doesn't mean doing the same thing over and over and over and over again that's not working. You have to adjust and iterate along the way. But if you can stick with a thing long enough and never give up, keep that persistence, you will find success. And here's the thing. If you give up, you'll never know whose life you could have changed if you hadn't given up. Think about the lives that you've touched. Think about the people whose lives have touched your life. What difference they've made for you and how they've helped you, how they've changed you, how they've developed you into the man or woman that you are today. If they had given up before they met you or before, you know, whatever they did affected your life, how would you be a different person? There's a handful of people I can think of who I would be significantly different if it hadn't been for these people and them following God's calling on their life, them following their purpose and doing hard things, sticking with it, going through the difficulties, but pushing on anyway, developing that warrior mindset. My life wouldn't have been touched by them, and I wouldn't be the man I am today. And I'm hoping there's many more people who don't give up, whose lives will reach out and touch mine, in turn giving me the courage and the power and the knowledge and everything I need to keep going and touch other people's lives. So my message to you today is to keep after it, keep going. Keep putting one foot in front of the other no matter what comes. Keep pressing on and do good work.